Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Dr. Kathy Kozak.
I'm let out of my office for another week again.
I've got doctors on either side of me this morning, so it's kind of, I feel elevated.
You're surrounded.
It's exactly right. We're talking about which side our bread is buttered on this morning, and Hawaii's economy is and always will be dependent to some degree on outside forces. Our physical isolation and the importance of tourism to the local economy mean we need to keep a close eye on trends far from home as well as those close at hand. That's the business of UHERO, the University of Hawaii's economic research organization, which has just released a county-by-county report on the state's economy. Dr. Carl Bonham is the UH Economic Research Organization's executive director. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Carl. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Having said that about our dependence on outside forces, it actually looks as if internal forces are keeping the economy in pretty good shape at the moment.
Well, we've sort of gone through that stage where we recover from the Great Recession, and you've got jobs back at record levels, unemployment rates down 3% statewide, mm-hmm. and sub 3% on Oahu. And so, you know, people are back to work. Incomes rose pretty quickly in the last couple of years. And that means that, we're sort of generating a fair amount of economic activity just buying and selling from each other. And whether it's, you know, building new condos or building new houses or renovating properties or, just going out to eat more. So all those things matter.
The recession you refer to is what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
It basically ended in 2009, mm-hmm. right? So we're talking seven years back, and the growth didn't really start much until 2010. So we've been growing about 6 years.
Mm-hmm. What fueled the growth initially?
So from the outset, it was really recovery in the tourism sector. Mm-hmm. It was that, basically during the Great Recession, everybody in the rest of the world, particularly on the U.S. mainland, sort of stayed home and worried about whether they had a job. By 2010, that was sort of past us, and we had pent-up demand, and we had very, very strong growth in tourism, really between 2010 and 2015, with mm-hmm. a few pauses in there. And then there was in the tourism sector, there was the expansion into brand-new markets, Australia, New Zealand, sort of recovery of a market in South Korea and the market in China. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of your initial expansion, and really construction has taken over in the last few years as the growth leader.
Fueled by what? Rail, home building?
All of it. I mean, the not so much single family home building for sure, but mostly commercial. Right, we've seen mm-hmm. quite a bit of retail expansion with the renovation at Ala Moana or the expansion of Ala Moana mm-hmm. and new retail in Kapolei and on the outer islands and high rise development in Kaka'ako, of course, but also resort development. We've got a new Ritz-Carlton, a second tower plan. You've got timeshares across the islands, and mm-hmm. And really what we're hoping to see now is sort of a transition to more single family housing development on Oahu and on the neighbor islands.
You would certainly think to look at Kaka'ako today that this was a tremendous boom underway, but it's pretty isolated to that area, isn't it?
Well, it is. It still matters, but it's not nearly enough housing to accommodate all of the housing, that is needed statewide. The housing that, say, Alexander and Baldwin is putting in on Maui is single-family housing and townhomes. We need more of that kind of activity on mm-hmm. the neighbor islands and on Oahu, and we think that we're going to get it. Over the next several years. And the real question for construction is how many years can this construction cycle continue? Our forecast is for it to slow down. We saw 10% growth in construction jobs last year. Mm-hmm. Last year we passed the previous peak of construction jobs on Oahu, and now we're past that statewide. And so we think we're going to see another year of stronger. We've seen about 20% growth in construction jobs in the first quarter of this year. So we think we're going to have another year of strong growth this year, but then it's going to slow down.
Well, those numbers would almost have to slow down, wouldn't
yes.
they?
Yes, I mean, absolutely. Yeah, you can't keep up, double-digit or even high single-digit growth rates for
sure.
very long.
The outcry for affordable housing, workforce housing, people in the middle class whose incomes have sort of stagnated wanting to, do that American dream thing. It's not that healthy a climate for that area, is it?
Well, it's difficult. I mean, if you talk to developers who are trying to build, whether affordable or workforce housing, mm-hmm. They'll tell you even if the land is essentially free, or is provided on very, very long-term, favorable lease rates.
Yeah.
It's still very hard to make the math pencil out, if you will, to make the project viable.
Yeah.
Simply because of – so if the land is essentially free, then the rest of it's really about building costs.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge. And, one of the things that needs to happen is that city and county land, state land that might be available around rail stations, for example, assuming rail keeps going.
Yeah.
We need to be able to figure out ways to make that available to developers, and we need to be able to provide the infrastructure for those areas, whether it's sewer, water, electrical. You can't put all that on the developer, particularly if you're talking about trying to build housing that's more in the moderate priced range.
Have local governments kept up with infrastructure?
Not in the United States.
Which is where we are.
Yeah. This is a problem in Hawaii. It's a problem everywhere.
Yeah.
And, if you drive in this state or if you ride the bus and you feel the bumps,
yeah.
That we haven't kept up with infrastructure. And it's not just, it's not just the roads. It's our schools. It's University of Hawaii's buildings. It's airports. One positive thing is we are seeing some significant investments in the airports, and there's still the Harbor Users Group's plans for infrastructure development in the harbors as well.
Is it tough to motivate, government leaders to take care of long-term projects like infrastructure rather than things that maybe give them more immediate benefit, immediate credit?
Yeah, I mean, it's human nature.
Yeah.
I think that's the case.
Makes sense.
Policymakers certainly recognize the importance, but take look at an example of air conditioning our schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not a new problem.
Right.
Right. We've known about this for decades.
Yeah.
So apparently it's hard to get these things done.
So that really puts it in a different – so benefit is not the only consideration in
right.
a lot of these things.
That's right. And you go through periods where budgets are particularly tight, such as during the downturn, and, mm-hmm. and there's always concern over the amount of borrowing that the state might do or the city might do for various projects. So it's not just a benefit calculation.
Yeah. Well, I'm not trying to inject doom and gloom because this is, for the most part, a pretty positive report, isn't it?
It is. It's we've talked a lot about sort of where we think the peak is going to happen in terms of growth rates, and it's probably last year or this year, and it's pretty good growth rates. There's risks out there that could turn this down, but it's a pretty positive outlook.
Well, we'll choose to be cheered up, at least for the moment. Thanks so much, Carl.
Thank you.
Dr. Carl Bonham is the UH Economic Research Organization's Executive Director and a professor of economics. He's a founding member of UHERO in 1997. And you can learn more about the forecast on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.